door.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On the heels of yesterday's disappointing report on consumer prices, today we have a readout on prices at the wholesale level. The PPI rose last month at the fastest clip in almost a year.
The Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers, rose 2.1% last month from March 2023. It's the biggest year-over-year jump since April 2023. Compared to February, though, wholesale prices were up just 0.2%, down from a 0.6% gain in February.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Ukraine reporting more Russian attacks on the country's energy infrastructure, as well as deadly attacks on civilian targets. The targeting of the Zaporizhia nuclear plant has captured the attention, as well as the concern of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency.
The IAEA, which has a small team at Zaporizhia, said drones hit a reactor building three times on Sunday, endangering nuclear safety. The IAEA hasn't blamed either Russia or Ukraine for the drone strikes, but its Director General, Rafael Grossi, said the attacks were reckless and must stop. Whoever is behind them, he said, was playing with fire.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. A cleanup and recovery underway today in tornado-ravaged Slidell, Louisiana. The New Orleans metro area slammed by powerful storms yesterday. Today, forecasters say that parts of West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky could see severe weather. Possibility of flooding, damaging hail, strong winds, even the possibility of tornadoes. Watching Wall Street this morning, so far stocks have been bouncing between small gains and modest losses. Right now, the Dow is down 91 points, NASDAQ up 47. Townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses. They sell a better tomorrow. Liquidation sales well underway at 99 cents only stores here in Southern Nevada. With all the stores posting closing signs, they promise discounts of up to 30% off certain items. Now, the well-known deep discount retailers have at least 15 stores in Las Vegas, 4 in Henderson, 3 in North Las Vegas, 1 in Boulder City. Now, depending on the store location, those shelves range from mostly full to nearly empty, with the employees saying they're not sure about an exact closing date, but they're guessing it'll happen sometime in June. It was recently announced that all 371 stores across the country would be closing, with the shutdown being blamed on inflation, increasing losses, and the lingering after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company filed for bankruptcy protection this past weekend. Las Vegas hit its first 80-degree day of 2024. It happened yesterday. Last year, the first 80, it happened on April 9th, with 90 degrees coming our way on the 10th. The norm for hitting the 80-degree mark is March 14th, with the earliest being February 1st of 2003, the latest being April 23rd, 1941. Weekend temperatures are expected to still be in the 70s, with the cool weather staying with us through early next week. Enjoy it. Las Vegas Strip's newest resort, adding summer movies poolside, Fountain Blue Las Vegas, hosting Oasis Cinema Club. It's a new poolside movie series now beginning Sunday, May 5th, running through Sunday, September 1st. That would be Labor Day weekend. Hotel guests and Las Vegas locals can enjoy movies that include classic comedies, blockbusters, as well as family favorites on an outdoor big screen at the resort's 6-acre pool deck. Cost $5 for the locals, free for the guests. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5. And I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com. And let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're still getting reports of an accident through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound near Spring Mountain off to the left. It doesn't look like it's holding you up any more than usual right now. Looks like the same rush hour speeds up and down the resort corridor at this time. Same goes with that drive around on the east side on 95, both north and southbound near Tropicana, all the way up toward the Charleston curve. No accidents in the area. That's just too many cones at the same time. Southeast, injury accident at Maryland Parkway and Hacienda still there. Also one just west of the strip at Frank Sinatra Drive and Harmon. Warmer temperatures today, going to get into the mid-80s with light breezes. Only 57 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Everything you'll need at that first sales meeting. Everything you'll need to know dropping the kids off at school. All of that and more. It's all in one package. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all. We are so excited to have her because she is a friend of this program. She's a friend of ours from Northern Nevada. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, joins us. Melissa, how you been? Besides busy.
I'm busy, Kevin. Busier than I've ever been in my whole life.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? The president, the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Monday released a statement on abortion. Everybody had been hoping he would say, well, what's it going to be, 15 weeks, 6 weeks, no weeks? And he didn't do it. He said essentially that abortion is a states' rights issue. What did you think of the speech? It was about 4 minutes on Truth Social, and I know you've probably seen all of it.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, I want lightning to clap and or thunder to clap, and suddenly we protect children all through all 9 months, because every preborn baby is a unique and wonderful gift, and I want to see them protected in law. I want to see them welcomed in life. But the reality is we all work to overthrow Roe v. Wade, which was a terrible judicial opinion, which basically said nine mostly men in white robes would, or black robes would, decide abortion law for the entire land. And we worked very hard to return that to the states. And that's thanks to President Trump in his first term. That's exactly what happened. You know, I don't think any of us realized how hard it would be after Roe v. Wade ended, but I think he recognizes that it's something we're going to have to duke it out in the States. And so his, you know, I think it's important to remember all the good things, all the protections he provided the preborn in his first term. Like, one of the first things he did was the Mexico City policy, which said we're not going to send money to other countries or send money to abortion providers in other countries. And he was solid on no taxpayer funding for abortion, those kinds of things. But, yeah, he recognized that this is a hot button issue. And he also recognizes it's the only one that the Democrats can hold on to. And I think he put a marker in the ground that might make it harder for the Democrats to lie like they have in every election and like they plan to do in this one.
I was just going to say, it is, you know, we understood that in the midterms, abortion was used like a sledgehammer on Republican candidates. My question is it your view that we're going to hear a lot about abortion and reproductive rights for women, that we're going to hear more about that in this upcoming election cycle?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the progressives and the Democrats they have sent press releases about what they're going to do. And in Nevada, as you know, we will be voting on full-term abortion for any reason or no reason, anywhere you want to get it, no parental consent ever, and desperately dangerous for women. That's what they want to put on the ballot because that's what they think their base wants. And, you know, you can tell they're worried about this election because they've got, you know, we're looking at a horrible economy, bad education, crime in the streets. And the only thing that the Democrat Party can offer is abortion. Unlimited, dangerous, unsafe abortion.
A benign name for a group dealing with reproductive freedom is the Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom. You sent out a press release earlier this week talking about $10.8 million. This organization has $10.8 million ready to throw into an advertising campaign to support the abortion amendment. Can you talk a little bit about what this means? I mean, I don't know where they come up with their money, but they supposedly have $10.8 million ready to go.
Oh, absolutely they do. And that you can get, I can guarantee you that your listeners are going to be inundated with television that will be the worst kind of scare tactics. Where do they get the money? They get the money from the government. You know, plan reproductive freedom, when you read that is actually Planned Parenthood. They are the organization and the entity behind it. And they have donors that are much more generous than ours are, unfortunately. They have resources that we don't have. They have the media in their pocket, except for, thank goodness for you, Kevin, giving the other side of the side of the question that wants to protect life. And this, you know, I know that your listeners have seen these, I call them locusts, in the grocery store parking lots all over Las Vegas, asking people to sign the petition. And they use things like, they may say reproductive rights, but a lot of times they'll say things like, you got to protect IVF, you got to protect birth control, you got to protect, you know, I had one guy tell me if I didn't sign it, my husband would be able to force me to carry a baby. Or, on the other hand, force me to abort. And I was like, where do you see this? They don't know what the law is, and they are trying to hoodwink the Nevada public into creating something that will be devastating for decades to come.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. So what do we do about this? You've got an organization called Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom. It sounds harmless, doesn't it?
Oh, nice.
But they've got $10.8 million ready to go in a TV advertising campaign. What is it we can do to counter it?
Well, I mean, number one, and I hate to say it, I hate to harp on it, but it's money. We need money to get the information out to churches, out to parent organizations. We need to have a full ground campaign. This will be a campaign much like, you know, on the level of maybe a lieutenant governor race. And so while I don't want to spend $10 million, I do want to spend one or two. Because preborn Nevadans are worth it. Our most precious resource is our human potential. And right now, what the Democrat Party wants to do is eliminate the human potential. They want to just have fur babies. They don't want to have real babies. And so we need help. We need volunteers. And you can do both of those things at NevadaRightToLife.org. You can donate. You can volunteer. And also, we have another website that's called Decline and the number 2 sign envy.com. And that's where you can find out more information on what to say to those petition gatherers. And really what we want people to see to do, if you see somebody in a parking lot getting those signatures, go up and ask them lots and lots of questions and waste their time. And if there's other people around, make sure that other people understand what they're signing, because what they are signing is something that will eliminate the physician requirement for abortion and replace it with health care provider, which in Nevada revised statute, it's a list that's 27, 28 options. And it's things like optometrist, optician, audiologist, registered nurse, EMT, music therapist, and athletic trainer are just some of the defined providers of health care that apparently this amendment to the Constitution will allow them to do abortions.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, we all know about the Arizona Supreme Court ruling on abortion that essentially outlaws abortion in the state of Arizona. While many of us would applaud such a measure, the question is, politically, is it bad that a state has totally wiped out abortion?
Well, you know, I find myself falling into this political chess match saying, well, if this happens and that happens. But I think we all have to just stop, take a breath, and realize that we really are talking about a human being. We're talking about two human beings, one of which is scared or pressured or doesn't feel strong enough, doesn't feel enough to carry a baby. And the other one that's completely innocent. And all that child needs is time and nutrients to join us here outside the womb. And I think it's easy to forget that that's what we're talking about, a precious human life and a woman who maybe needs some other options other than abortion.
I got to ask you, because people ask me about this, what is the messaging that should be going forward from every political candidate for any political office from dog catcher on up? What is the language, the messaging that we need to be using when somebody asks about abortion or reproductive freedom for women?
Well, Kevin, I know you're not going to be surprised, because this is what I've said for as long as we've known each other, that I think all of us can agree that a 13, 14-year-old shouldn't be able to get an abortion without her parents knowing and consenting. That the thought of some coach from Idaho taking a child that they had abused across state lines into Nevada to get an abortion and a secret abortion and then return her back to her parents without her parents knowing or consenting is such, it's just tragic, and it is all of us adults falling down on the job. Our most important job, whether we're parents or not, is to protect the vulnerable, and that little girl is vulnerable. The other thing is that in Nevada, a woman can get an abortion for any reason or no reason up to 6 months, and that cannot be changed by any legislator, any governor, any president. Nobody can change it except for the people, a vote of the people. So everyone needs to take a breath. There's no abortion rights that are threatened in Nevada, but I'll tell you what, little girls are threatened in Nevada, and we need to protect our girls.
How can people help you fight this Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom? What is it that obviously you need money, you need volunteers, but how can they reach out to you right now, today?
You know, send an email at info@NevadaRightToLife.org or go on our website, NevadaRightToLife.org. If you're a member of a church, if you're a member of a mom's group or a soccer team or anything, you need to help us right now because it will affect your kids. And, you know, I would love to get some of our volunteers talking at every church, at every soccer game on the sidelines. We have materials that you can hand out to your friends and your family. And quite honestly, it's time for us to get up. We can't sleep anymore. What is at stake is devastating for Nevada.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out because so many people believe, as you and I do, that we have to protect the unborn. This is going to play out, obviously, on November 5th, Election Day. There's going to be a lot of talk about this. And again, if you are confronted by somebody asking for a signature, what is it you want them to do?
If you've got the time to do it, waste their time. Ask them about every single get the petition, like you're going to sign it, and then start asking them every question, like, what about children? Can they get an abortion without consent? Ask them if it's all 9 months, because it is. Ask them if it's going to hurt women, because it's not doctors. And then when you've wasted as much time as you can, go in and tell the store manager that the locusts are out trying to get lying to you and threatening your family. I guarantee there isn't a grocery store in the valley that wants these people out there. And so just get them kicked out, even if it means going home and calling the manager. Every manager I've talked to up in Reno, they're all like, oh, my gosh, I just kicked those guys out. So confront them nicely. We don't like to get into fights. But, you know, and make sure that anybody that's around does not sign that petition.
Melissa, keep fighting a good fight for us up there in northern Nevada. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And if folks want to know more about Nevada Right to Life, where do they go?
NevadaRightToLife.org. NevadaRightToLife.org. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll talk hardball politics with Pat Casale at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
You may not have any experience dealing with car wrecks, but Lerner & Rowe does. After your car wreck, you need an attorney to make sure your interests, like car repairs, medical bills, and lost wages, are protected. Finding the right attorney is actually easy. Just look for reputation, experience, and results. Lerner & Rowe has thousands of five-star reviews, decades of experience, and we've recovered billions of dollars for our injured clients.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Boombox swirling down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech.
More criticism of the Biden administration for their just jumbled policy towards Israel. Nobody on a given day can chart where the Biden administration is in their defense of Israel. Dan Crenshaw is a congressman from Texas. And in fact, let's go to cut four real quick as he criticizes the Biden administration and their policy towards Israel. Listen to this.
The president once again reminded, if anyone had any doubts, that he has serious differences with the way Benjamin Netanyahu is conducting this war. Do you?
Yeah, well, look, President Biden's not a tactician, and he's giving very mixed signals as well on what he actually wants from Israel. You hear other statements for the administration that say, well, we're not for a ceasefire unless they give our hostages back, things like that. Look, a ceasefire has to be a two-way ceasefire. And in a situation like this, where Israel is essentially under existential threat, has been for a long time, they've had enough. They had a massive attack on October 7th, which killed over 1,000 Israelis, murdered, raped.